Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Gooley.
What was all that Tom foolishness I heard when I came into the studio?
Playing cowboys, Tex. Too bad you weren't here to join us.
Playing Tom...
I mean, to join us.
Tom Foolery. He's our guest today. He'll be here later.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. It sounded mighty silly to me. Where
well,
is Tom?
Well, it does sound like fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
Play and be the school mom
yeah.
from Vermont.
From Vermont that
marry
came
up
from
with
back
the
east.
Sheriff.
Sure, that would be grand,
I
Barry.
I thought so.
Everybody here today? Barry?
Yes, I'm here.
Tex? Yes, I'm here, as you already
yes,
know.
Yes, Webley reporting in for duty, sir.
And this is Harvey Fluman.
And
well,
Chef Carruthers.
You're not on the show, Harvey, today, so you go and sit down.
Quiet, everybody, please. We're in the middle of the Bob and Ray Show.
And, of course, three Paul Taubman, Bob and Ray type trio.
Yeah, they're here.
Stand up, fellas. Let's look at it. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
They'll play for you later.
Yeah.
Music.
Now, attention, ladies. Do the bottom buttons on your shirt waists give way when you take a deep breath?
Do your girdles fail to go all the way around?
Does your cardigan sweater gap?
Have you had to throw away your T-shirts because they bind?
Well, if the answer to all four of these questions is yes, then you are getting obese.
Yes, let's face it. Obese is a discouraging word.
But in order to face it, you have to bend over.
But you can't bend over because of...
Obesity.
This is a sad state of affairs, girls. But...
You can overcome obesity by using Thinnies.
Yes, overweighters. Use Thinnies and get that emaciated look.
Eat Thinnies three times a day, and you'll stop eating three times a day.
You'll be skinny as a rail.
You'll be a bag of bones.
You'll be a wreck.
But...
then, you eat Fatties.
Yes, girls, eat Fatties.
Made by the same company that makes Thinnies.
Eat Fatties and get obese again.
Enjoy life. Don't starve yourself. Obesity can be fun.
But if you get too fat again,
guys,
why...
shut up!
Now, there's something I understand. That had a little bit of sense to it.
That's right, Tex.
I don't think you ought to be coming in here with these comments on everything every now and then.
Why not, Bud?
Well, I mean...
it's quite a bit to the
yeah,
show.
But what he thinks is makes sense doesn't always agree
he
with
he doesn't make any sense, Bob. Come on.
He doesn't, Mary.
Follow me right out.
All right, I'll come out.
Man's sakes, you don't know enough to leave the boys alone.
I like the way Mary has been agreeing with me lately, Ray. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's an unhealthy sign.
Ever since you told her to get out and she got mad at you that day...
No,
it's been real bad.
I shouldn't have done that either.
Come on, Tex. I said, don't linger.
I'm coming.
All right. Just don't.
Oh, windbag.
What did
wait
you
a minute.
Say?
Wait a second. Now, don't.
Oh, please.
Don't
I have no trouble on the air.
Well, that's terrible.
Go on, both of you, out the door. We'll see you later.
Right now.
Fine.
Get out, will you, please?
Yes.
Open the door before you go through it, Mary. Right now, in the interest of public service, Bob and Ray, at this time, present speakers for both sides in the current ashcan controversy, which has been creating a stir in civic circles. This is, of course, the question of the full ash can versus the half-full ash can. The first speaker today will be Mr. Herman J. Atlas Finnegan. The second speaker will be Mr. Milton Pee-wee Philbin. Each speaker will be allowed 1 minute and must stop speaking when the ash can is dropped. Now, first, Atlas Finnegan.
The fellas in the street department call me Atlas because I'm 6'2". Weigh 220 pounds, and I'm beautifully proportioned. In this here ash can controversy, I am in favor of the full ash can over the half-full ash can. Now, look at my position. I'm used to picking up a full ash can practically with one hand and then heaving it right up onto the truck, landing right plump in the middle of the truck, you see? So what happens yesterday? I pick up this ash can, which's only half-full, and I give it the old heave-ho. Well, I'm used to the full ash can, so it goes clear over the truck and lands on top of the commissioner's official car, who's making a routine inspection. I'm now assigned a 2 weeks garbage collection as punishment. Yes, I believe in the full ash can. I was robbed.
And now we present the proponent of the other half of the controversy, Pee-wee Philbin.
Can you pass down the water, please?
All right, sir.
I admit I'm puny, Mr. Goulding. My father was puny before me.
Goulding. Goulding.
Yeah, his father before him. There are lots of puny men in this country. If all the men like Atlas Finnegan are called to war, what would happen if the full ash can prevailed? Ashes would pile up in the street. And why? Because the puny men couldn't left them out of the truck, like me. But by struggling, I can get a half-filled ash can on top. Yesterday, I dropped a full ash can on the commissioner's official car who was making a routine inspection. And that cost the city money.
Time!
Well, that concludes the pro and con of the ash can controversy. Every day on Bob and Ray, a forum of civic interest. Listen and learn how your city is run.
We've been asked to make this announcement. Bids will be received at City Hall for a new official car for the street commissioner.
And now in gorgeous natural color, we turn to the Bob and Ray trio. The same trio which provided us with such numbers as Happy is the Day When the Army Gets Its Pay.
Go, go, go.
Row, row, row your boat.
Shine on Harvest Moon.
And many more. This trio of three musicians is going to play a song. I have a note handed to me here telling me who wrote
it. Got it upside down, Bob, the note.
Oh, Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley
and Charles Henderson.
Mr. Henderson, yes.
Now, if you gentlemen are all ready...
If I may go out on a limb, but I think this song is coming back like wildfire. I think we'll all be humming it.
Oh, be careful. You are out on a limb. And I see a fellow with a saw over there. Go ahead, fellow, and play it. Deep Night. You were singing right along with them, weren't you, Mary?
Yes. Oh. I beg your pardon, boys. Hmm? I wonder, you're just sitting there like Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Well, we were listening
but
to the music.
I'm just bursting with some wonderful news.
News?
Yes.
What's happened?
I have been elected, Bob, president of the Garden Club.
Oh, have you? The Garden Club in Milton.
Yes.
Well, this is Garden Club. Congratulations.
How is Garden?
He's well, thank you. You pranksters. Now, boys, let's be serious, please. I'm not only president of the Garden Club, but now you'll be interested to learn I am a crossbreeder.
Well, what makes you cross, Mrs. Breeder?
Well, sometimes... Oh! Oh, you naughties. No, really, boys, I have named a new rhododendron for you.
For us?
Just for you.
Well, this is Robert Rhododendron.
And this is Raymond Rhododendron.
And we'll be back at the same time next week
with a new song, You're the Weed in My Garden.
Oh, now, boys, please, you must be serious. I have really bred a new rhododendron, and I want your permission to call it the Bob and Ray Hordeosis Rhododendronus. Rhododendronus, yes.
Mm-hmm. Just call me Hordeo.
And call me Rhodey.
Oh, you certainly are two irresistible wags. But do I have your permission, Ray?
Well, does this Bob and Ray rhododendron look anything like the Gladys Swarthout rose?
Well, Mary? I think it's even prettier. Yes.
Well, then, that makes us prettier than Gladys Swarthout, huh?
Honestly, you're delicious.
Yeah.
Well, then it's all settled?
Yes, you've got yourself a new rhododendron.
Well, thank you, boys. And now, au revoir. I'm off to the Arboretum.
And if you want a Bob and Ray rhododendron, write for a seed at once.
Not more than one seed to a customer.
Write to Flower, NBC, New York.
Or use the Telegraph Delivery Flower Service.
Or use the grapevine.
Just plant a Bob and Ray seed and watch it grow.
And grow.
And grow.
And grow. We've been asked to make the following announcement by Bob and Ray Enterprises, Incorporated, which makes all kinds of gifts for the home, club, and office.
Folks, we guessed wrong on Columbus Day. We got overstocked on Columbus-type sailing ships because people didn't buy them as we expected. You win.
Yes, folks, right now we have 22 Nina, 45 Pinta, and 134 Santa Maria-type full-size sailing vessels, which we're practically going to give away.
You can see them lying at anchor just to the left of the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Each vessel accommodates up to 135 people. Have fun on a weekend cruise with all your friends.
Visit the Festival of Britain, the 2000th birthday of the city of Paris.
Only 135 days to Europe.
4.5 months of exhilarating days at sea.
19 weeks of carefree sunny sailing over the briny deep.
Just write to Isabella, NBC, New York, and say, I want to backtrack Columbus's footsteps.
Then row over to the left of the Brooklyn Navy Yard and board your own ship.
It's upsail, downstream, and off to Europe.
Well, that was a little bit more sensical than some of the other things that I've heard you do.
Well, thanks.
You're still
thanks.
Giving us advice, huh? Still trying to come in here and tell us what's funny, what isn't?
Well, I tried to tell him outside, boys.
Tried
leave
to
you
keep
alone.
Me out, but I'm irrepressible.
When you brought... I didn't say that to you at all. You're not.
You didn't
heard...
pronounce it that way, but
you heard
that's
me
what you
say
meant.
To them that they were irrepressible wags. You're an idea
well,
stealer.
They are, or we are.
What?
Who is? Who am?
Please don't be so confused.
Never mind that. It's almost time to go, and you know that today we haven't even checked on where our famous mule train is.
Well, that's right. Well, let's go about that now.
Why don't we? Attention, America.
Attention, the USA.
Attention, the 48 states.
Attention, Alaska and Hawaii.
Last week, I'm fine.
Fine.
The Bob and Ray 19 Mule Team Goodwill Tour left Cohasset, Massachusetts, on its way to the West Coast.
19 mules pulling a magnificent covered wagon with the four-foot words Bob and Ray in beige letters on the side.
And you'll remember in smaller contract-size type letters underneath, and by now somewhat dust-covered, the words paid for by NBC.
This team is spreading goodwill for Bob and Ray.
And that reminds me, when the caravan passes through your town, friends, spread the butter thick and slice the ham thick on those sandwiches you'll give the drivers.
Turn out and cheer those 19 lovable mules.
Now, today the covered wagon is passing through South Weymouth, Massachusetts. So open your window, South Weymouth, and wave your kerchief.
We now turn you over to South Weymouth as the covered wagon is passing through.
And now we're back in our New York studio after a thrilling visit with the Bob and Ray 19 Mule Team Goodwill Tour from coast to coast. That dusty road they're on today, isn't it?
Listen in tomorrow for more news of the tour and our big offer of a bungalow apron decorated with the two heads of Bob and Ray, the lead mules on the mule train in glowing natural colors.
And it's time to say goodbye for now. Goodbye from Bob and Ray and Mary and Tex.
The entire group.
The entire cast of 60, which will be appearing tonight in Bald Knob, Montana. All you folks get out there and cheer your favorites.
This is Hanson Ray Goulding.
And this is lovable Bob Elliott.
Reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly transcribe boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.